Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanos. This is episode 292, season 12. Today's date is January 2nd, 2024, and welcome to the program. Happy New Year, everybody. And I'm so excited. This is our first program for 2024. So a lot of good things coming up this year. On today's program, I'm going to talk about WGN Channel 9 reporter John Hogan. He just passed away last month. And I will talk about my memories of him and his biographies. Also, I'll talk about comedian Shecky Green. He just passed away as well. I'll talk about my memories of watching him on television. He's from the Chicagoland area. Also, I will talk about Mama Bat's restaurant that was located in the city of Chicago. I'll talk about its history, and I have a menu of that place. Okay. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Le Menu Frozen Dinners from Swanson. I remember these very well. I remember the commercials. They were so elegant, very suave. It was the 80s, folks. Everything was very, how would I say it? Ritzy. a lot of glamorous, very glamorous decade. Okay, so here's a commercial from 1985. And so sit back and relax, and I'll be right back with the program, folks. Thank you.
A fine wine is a perfect balancing of taste. So is a fine dinner. Le Menu. Each Le Menu has three carefully orchestrated foods, like beef sirloin tips in mushroom and wine gravy, seasoned O'Brien potatoes, and broccoli with cheddar cheese sauce. Le Menu Frozen Dinners from Swanson. So extraordinary, you dare serve them with a vintage wine.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Le Menu Frozen Dinners from Swanson. I remember this very well. I used to watch the commercials that was during the 80s, during the decade of decadence, like when Dynasty was on, the TV show. And that they mentioned the the beef sirloin tips. That sounds pretty good. I don't like mushrooms, so I wouldn't need that. Anyway, that I don't know when it started. Maybe about in the early 80s, something like that. But they had other dinners. For example, they had chicken breast Florentine. I think that's with spinach. Vegetable lasagna. Oh, that sounds good. Chicken cordon bleu. That sounds good. And, the side dish for that, they had baby carrots and rice pilaf. Oh, that sounds wonderful. Yeah. And they had fish. They had flounder fillet with like that. So it sounds great. It really sounds wonderful. I don't know when it stopped. Maybe about in the late 80s, they discontinued that. So that's a shame, but we still have frozen dinners. I remember Lean Cuisine. I used to eat that. I don't know if it's still around. I haven't seen it lately. Or haven't paid close attention to it. But Le Menu, I totally forgot about it until I saw it on YouTube, the commercial. And I go, oh, wow, I haven't seen that in ages. so I might as well play it. Okay. So that's good. All right. At the beginning of the program, I mentioned I'm going to talk about reporter John Hogan. He used to work on WGN Channel 9 in Chicago. Also, comedian Shecky Green. And Mama Bat's Restaurant. Before I get started, I want to mention a couple of things. One, this new year, I had a great New Year's. You know, I felt a little tired again, just by the medicine, you know, with Xtandi. So I'm much better now, but like last week, I just lie down most of the time. So it's like, ooh, that's terrible. It's at night that's worse. So I just go to bed. It's just awful. But health-wise, I'm doing fine. Everything is okay. You know, I won't go to the doctors till next month, and like February and March. So I got time with that. And let's see what else is happening. Not much really. So, you know, it's been quiet on social media. So we're going to start with the new year with some, you know, I'm going to find new stuff to post, you know, or just repost other things I haven't done in years. So people could rediscover my page, and also like to listen to my podcast. You know, if you like to listen to my podcast, go to YouTube, go to my YouTube channel, Van Chicagoland Stories, hit subscribe, and you can listen to the current one or some past episodes, you know. There was one person that mentioned, you know, but this is audio. Yeah, I know. I haven't done a video one yet. I don't know. That might be a little tough for me to do. That would take a little time, but we'll see. Other people have asked me, when are you going to have a guest on your podcast? You know, I do this solo. Someday I will. I have one person, actually two people are in that I've contacted. They're interested, but we'll see. It depends on their schedules, but we'll see about that. We have to make some arrangements, you know, but I'm ready. It depends on them. So that'd be a lot of fun. That'd be a lot of fun. I don't know how to do that. It will take a little time to work this out. We'll see. Okay, so let's get started. We'll start with reporter John Hogan. He worked at WGN Channel 9 in Chicago for many years. And he was, he started in about, in the early 60s, around 1962, something like that. And he just ran out of college. He worked there, which is amazing. He started like around when Bozo Circus started, like that. And he was, you know, very young and very energetic. And he was like, he also did news reports on the radio as well. And he was, when he was a reporter, he was on the scene wherever things were happening. He was right there, just like what they do now. Yeah. His assignments for over the years were, like, for example, according to the Chicago Sun-Times, he visited Santa's visits at local schools. Whoa, that sounds nice, like that. Also, the trial of mass murderer Richard Speck. It was in 1966. That was awful. Awful like that. Someone asked me if I should do a podcast episode about that. That's a little controversial, but I'll give it some thought. You know, that's that's very heavy-handed. Also, there was the corruption trial of Governor Otto Kerner. At the time, you know, when my mom became an American citizen, she received a letter from him, you know, at the time when she became an American citizen. And that was, we still have that letter. And that's very, she cherishes that, you know, even though what happened to him, but that's okay because that was something special. Also, he covered the airline crashes at O'Hare and Midway. Also, Oh, the Democratic National Convention in 1968. That's my father worked at the Conrad Hilton Hotel on Michigan Avenue, and this happened at Grant Park right across the street. And my dad was working at the time, and he was sort of oblivious what's going on, you know, because my dad didn't watch the news. He watched the news when he was at home, but he didn't know what was going on over there. I guess nobody told him, or he didn't understand. So my mother had to explain. It's like that later on. Excuse me. And also, he was there he was the first reporter where Richard J. Daley passed away, and he was died in his doctor's office in 1976, and he was right there. It was amazing. And I think he was there when they had the, do you remember in 1977 where the Chicago L crash, and, you know, like it teetered over the tracks. That was hard. And I think he was there at the time. So, like that. Also, he served time as an environmental editor and reported topics like pollutants, smog, that happened in the Lake Michigan and the Chicago River. And he was, also he did periodically, he was at the Chicago Blackhawks games, and he was the public address announcer. And he announced Bobby Hull's 500th career goal. Wow, that was a moment, a historical moment that happened. Of course, he interviewed a lot of people during that time. He interviewed former presidents, Dwight Eisenhower, Richard Nixon, Robert, Jimmy Carter, also other like Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King Jr. He did that. And he was there at a news conference where the Beatles came to town in 1966. They stayed at the Astor Tower Hotel. And that's where John Lennon says that the band was popular than Jesus. So, I don't know why that happened. I don't know. Anyway, he stayed with the station until 1978, and then he became director of media relations and employee communications for ComEd, which is great. You know, I guess he had enough of that, which so that's great. You know, and then he became an author. And then he retired in 1997, and he co-authored the book Fire Strikes the Chicago Stockyards. This is a history of the Chicago Fire Department. And that dealt with sometimes like these heroic battles of against flames, you know, when like big, huge fires in Chicago, especially in the stockyards. That was published in 2013. He followed with another book called Steel Strike, Blood on the Prairie. So he also published other books and like that. And also he had some other ones. So he was very busy, very busy. I don't know if he was interviewed on television later on. I have no idea like that. As a kid, I remember seeing him. I remember seeing him on Channel 9. I think mostly at night, sometimes during the daytime. It depends whatever news event was occurring. And there he was, you know. But I'm surprised because when I posted this on social media, I haven't heard not much about people. I guess people, a lot of people forgot about him or remembered he was a reporter back then. But, you know, He was there when a lot of Chicago events took place, you know, and that's a shame, you know. But to me, he seemed like a very nice man. He really was, and very good at his job, and that's wonderful. And I asked my brother when I talked to him over the weekend, he lives in California, and I told him, do you remember John Hogan? He goes, yes, I remember him. I do remember him. Yeah, so when WGN did their 75th anniversary, they did honor him, and like most reporters, he was shown. So that's great. That's wonderful. You know, because he worked for the station for years. You know, so that's an honorable thing to do. Okay. So my deepest condolences to his family. He passed away December 10th, and after complications following heart surgery, and he was 82, so that's it. So, again, my deepest sympathies to the family, and, he was beloved by the Chicago media and his fans, so that's nice. Okay. All right, right now I'm going to talk about comedian Shecky Green, which... he passed away on New Year's Eve, and he was 97 years old. Wow, that's a long day. He lived a long age. And I totally forgot about him, and I remember watching him on television and a couple movies, but mostly it was TV. So I'll give you a biography of him. He was born in Chicago, April 8th, 1926. His real name was Fred Sheldon Greenfield, and he graduated at Sullivan High School, way up in around the Rogers Park neighborhood, I believe, or is it Edgewater, like that. And he started, doing his acts, and he was a nightclub comedian. He did perform, mostly he performed in Las Vegas. But he did perform in Chicago whenever he was in town, and he did perform at Mr. Kelly's and also at Shea Paul. Yeah, so that's great. And whatever venue was available, whenever venue was available, there he was. And let's see, and... he originally was going to become a gym teacher, but he was performing stand-up at nightclubs, so he started his career not in Chicago, but in New Orleans. It was a place called the Preview Lounge. And then he went to Miami, then he went to Lake Tahoe, and... he did every, so he did a lot of touring like that. And in his first, then he started working at the Tropicana Hotel in 1957 in Las Vegas. I think it's still there. Then he started on television. And then he played at Carnegie Hall in New York. And then he appeared in Ed Sullivan's show. According to the internet, he didn't like that, because according to him, they just put you on and then they take you off. It's like this, like that. And he put on television. If you remember the TV show Combat, I used to watch that on Channel 9 and Channel 44 for a while in the 70s. This was in the 60s, the show. He played Private Braddock for one season. He did that. And he he appeared in a lot of shows. And then he was, he also served as a guest host for The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. And he also appeared as a guest host on the Merv Griffin Show. So that's great. I remember seeing him. He would do a stand-up routine, and then, he will host the show. And let's see. Also, he appeared on game shows, Match Games, Tattletales. He appeared in Las Vegas. He appeared in other hotels, or casinos, like the MGM Hotel that opened in 1975, and D. Martin was a headliner. And like that. And he continued to perform like that. Over the years, he suffered like panic attacks and stage fright, and he couldn't perform, so he just backed out and just. But he returned in some times to do that. And let's see, you know, there's about a couple of interviews. That he did. It's on YouTube. If you watch him, he will talk about his life and his also his, you know, his problems like that. So, you know, I've listened to a couple. There was a record album. I forgot the name of it. And I've listened to a few of the tracks, and it's hilarious. It's so funny. It does reference Chicago a lot. So that's great. Okay, other TV shows he appeared in movies, for example, he appeared on, well, in the movies, there was Tony Rome, that was starred Frank Sinatra, also The Love Machine, that was with, that was Jekyll and Suzanne, based on her novel, Love American Style, he appeared on The Love Boat, which I remember very well, Fantasy Island, also History of the World Part 1, his name was Marcus Vindicus. I remember that. Also, he appeared on Laverne and Shirley, one of the last episodes of the series. Excuse me. I think that was the one where Frank DeFazio ran for councilman, and that was his opponent. So he did that. And he appeared in two episodes of The Fall Guy. He was also in the movie Splash with Daryl Hannah and Tom Hanks. Also, appeared in The A-Team, Trapper John M.D., he appeared on Roseanne, Mad About You. Oh, boy. So that's great. I liked him. He was a funny man. He really was. You know, so that's a shame. I think he was one of the last nightclub comedians from that era. A lot of them are gone. They really are. I think there was one before, like Marty Allen. You know, remember him with the hair? That's probably the last. He's the one before that. But there were others. So that's a shame. Okay. Right now, I'm going to take a quick break. And when I come back, I'm going to talk about Mama Bat's restaurant. Be right back, folks. Thank you. Okay, everyone. I am back out here. And sorry. Getting way ahead of myself. So, right now, I'm going to talk about Mama Bat's restaurant. Now, this restaurant, it was a Jewish, it was a featured, offered Jewish specialties, you know, to, had a great menu. I'll give you a little history of that. Okay, so that was, the restaurant was first located on 112th East Cermak Road in Chicago, right near McCormick Place. And so it was really at Cermak in Michigan. And it opened in 1929 by Tilly and Harry Bat. And they and for years they operated on the ground floor at what was once the Lexington Hotel, and later on it turned into the New Michigan Hotel. And that's where Al Capone lived at the time. I think this is where they found the vault. I'm trying to remember 1986, you know, with Geraldo Vera. You know, they made a big fanfare and a lot of media coverage, and you know, and all they found, I remember, all they found was like a couple of empty bottles. I think trying to unearth Al Capone's treasure. Well, none of that happened. You know, I remember when they build this up. It was hilarious, I think. And then it was run by, later on, it was run by their children, Sam and Nathan. And they served, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They had a cocktail lounge. They had a coffee shop. You know, so I wish I went to this place. It sounds wonderful, you know. And so you had a lot of wonderful things on the item. For example, they had Hungarian goulash, homemade soups, beef brisket, corned beef, steaks, chops, you know, all delicious things on the menu like that. And then, so the attraction was this place was any events that happened in McCormick Place, or if there was a football game at Soldier Field, or if there was a baseball game at Comiskey Park, either before or after, you know, when that happened, you know, when the games were over or they were starting, people would just drop by and just have a meal. Sounds great. Also, celebrities stopped by at the time when they were performing at the Eric Crown Theater. And, you know, like, for example, Jerry Lewis, Perry Como, Danny Thomas, you know, this is according to the Chicago Tribune. And the best part of the restaurant, it had a huge parking lot and free, too. And it also provided free shuttle buses to nearby locations, so you could leave your car and you could return, you know, for lunch or for dinner and have a few drinks at the restaurant. That sounds great, you know, and sounds wonderful. Okay. So the hotel closed about in 1980, and then the building was demolished around the mid-90s, and right now it's an apartment building called Arrive Lex. Okay. So that went away. So right now, let's see what else. So I have the menu of the Mama Bats. It's a theater dinner package. So it includes the package includes like dinner, parking, transportation from the theater. The shuttle left every half hour before the show, and then they pick you up and leave you off, which sounds great. Sounds wonderful. And the dinner includes appetizers, soups, entree, salad, choice of potato, whatever you want. Something to drink, you know, choice of beverage. Also appetizers, like, for example, chopped liver and chopped herring. Not a big herring fan. The soups they serve were mostly matzo ball soup, which I love, you know, or chicken kreplak. How does that spell? K-R-E-P-L-A-C-H. I never had that. But it sounds good. Yeah, but matzo ball soup I love. So on the menu, I'm sure it has changed over the years when it was in business. For example, they had sweet and sour meatballs with potato pancake. Ooh, that sounds good. Baked short ribs or beef with oven brown potato. Probably baked potato, I guess. I don't know. Roast biscuit or beef. That sounds good. Pepper steak a la Bats. Baked chicken with dressing. Sweet and sour stuffed cabbage rolls. Also, prime New York sirloin steak, and also broiled Lake Superior whitefish. And you had your choice of dressing for your salad, like, for example, a Thousand Island, French garlic, or their Bats special. I don't know what that was. Probably something different like that. Of course, the choice of potatoes, you had baked French fries or mash, just like you have every... whatever your choice you need. Also beverages, coffee, tea, and milk. I'm sure they had liquor or beer if you wanted to, but no. But this sounds like an amazing place. A lot of people mentioned this on my Vanished Chicagoland page many times. You know, they love the food. They miss the place so much, you know. Jewish cuisine is hard to find in Chicago. I know there's Manny's Deli, which I never been yet. I like to go. I heard the corned beef sandwiches are huge like that. I love corned beef. So usually when I get matzo ball soup, I go to Omega. that's a Greek-owned restaurant. They have one in Morgan Grove or Niles, Downers Grove. There's one in Lombard. You know, they're pretty good. I like it. So Matt's, Mama Bats, that is not Matt's, you know, was very famous, one of a kind, and very popular to most Chicagoans, you know, to get a nice hot meal, you know, before an event or after an event, you know, or even holidays, you know, you make reservations, you just do that. I'm sure it's, a lot of people, but, you know, maybe, you know, but something, I don't know if they have these today, you know, like when if you go to a Bears game or to Comiskey Park, you know, right now it's Guaranteed Field. So, you know, if you have a shuttle to go places, I don't know if they do that. No idea. Because Comiskey Park, you know, they have concession stands and also Soldier Field, I'm sure. I've never been to Soldier Field. So everything's changed. And then their menus have changed dramatically over the years like that, you know, and there's more choices. And so that's great, you know, to keep the public interested. So that's nice to hear and what they're doing. And we'll see. All right. That is it for this program. I'll do a quick recap of what I talked about. I talked about TV reporter John Hogan, who worked at WGN Channel 9 in Chicago. Also comedian Shecky Green and also Mama Bat's Restaurant. This podcast will be published later on today. Wherever podcasts are available, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. I think Google Podcasts went away, I think. I'm not sure. Google's doing something weird and different. I don't know, because I got an email from them. We'll see what that's about. Also, Spotify, of course, will be there. Amazon Music, Breaker, Overcast. So if you hit one of those apps on your phone, on your tablet, or whatever device you have, just follow me for my podcast, and you'll get a notification for a new episode. Also, it'll be on my YouTube channel, Vanishing Conquest Stories. You know, I mentioned this earlier in the program. If you hit subscribe, you get a new episode. You know, people ask me, where do I find your podcast? Where do I find your podcast? You know, the best way is go on YouTube. You know, a lot of people like that. They find it easier. You know, a lot of people are not tech savvy. That's it. They're not very good at that. So I try to help everyone. Also, be sure on my social media accounts, Facebook, X, Reddit, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Threads. They'll be there. Also be on my blog, VanishingConquest.blog. Okay, so this is Pete Castanhas, your host for Vanishing Conquest Stories, the podcast. Thank you, everyone. Happy New Year. I hope everyone will have a safe, happy, healthy 2024. I hope so for myself. You know, last year wasn't bad. It was okay. You know, I hope this will be better. You know, so here's bye bye for me, and here's a little traveling music from Ray Rayner saying bye bye bye. Take care, everyone, and so long.
We have to go. Bye bye bye.